If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
720 WGN, as you can tell from the applause, Whitney Reynolds has entered the studio. The crowd goes crazy.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, so do we. So do we. This would be, this is Wednesday with Whitney Reynolds, is what we're calling it.
We are calling it that.
Because ironically, you are Whitney Reynolds, and this is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. I know. Here we go, John. It's happening.
It is happening. So, if you don't know, you do know. Whitney is the host of the Whitney Reynolds Show, nationally syndicated show on PBS. But I'm going to set this up now. Airs around the nation at the same time via PBS World Channel and streams on Tubi, Prime, PBS app, and Beyond. I don't have Beyond yet.
Why? I know. You know, I always say that because you can typically find us wherever you stream. And there's so many streaming, like Pluto, you name it. There's all these things.
Yeah, I know.
But we've streamlined it. But yeah, it's really weird to hear you list all that because, John, for years, I fought for these titles, like in a hard way, like in a way I knew we needed to be on there, but
it was all in timing. I mean, you have to.
I know.
And that's quite an achievement to be on all those platforms.
Well, we're not done yet, babe.
Oh. Pff.
Yeah, I know.
No, really?
I know. Well, now that we have Wednesdays with Whitney, that's the Beyond.
No. I know what you're talking about. Come on. So it's October, what is it, the 3rd?
It is the 3rd.
When does this season start?
It starts the 21st, but we're doing our premiere the weekend before for a live audience for my wish list taping. So I have dipped my toe into always loving our local market first because even though we're a national show, my family and I call Chicago home. So we created a wish list show that airs in December. So it all gets confusing. So it airs in December on WGN, but we tape it in October and we're taping it the weekend before my premiere with a live audience and giving that audience a sneak peek into our premiere.
Now, what is it again? Your wish list.
I know. Whitney's wish list.
Wishing of what kind of things make the list.
So it is products and businesses in our local market.
Gotcha.
That need to be elevated because they give back. So when we spend our money, how are we doing it in a way that actually gives back to our community? And that's what we release. And that's coming out December 15th. But we're all taping it. We're taping it in 2 weeks.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. It'll be fine.
I know. Christmas in October.
It's not, go over to the Hallmark channel. It never ends.
Or walk through Walmart. I mean, exactly. Is that already happening? I'm like, my goodness, I got to go to Halloween.
Yeah, it is. So, Stories of Hope, launching 1021, Owning Your Lane.
Mm.
Do you want to expound on that at all?
Yeah, so we're kicking things off with Owning Your Lane. And so what we've learned with our show is we used to call ourselves a topic-based show.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're understanding is it's really a common chord of resilience. So we're naming these shows a higher, I guess you would still say topic or a higher theme.
Yes.
And then we're aligning it with different guests that really speak to that. So we actually have amazing Brad Kalskowski on the first show. He's a NASCAR driver. Yes. And he's an owner. And I know NASCAR news there's been a little bit of NASCAR news today.
No, that's fine. NASCAR's fine.
But what I love about that is he talks about being a driver-owned team and stepping into that and how it's scary. He lost over 100 races in a row and the resilience of getting back up and then winning again. That is one of the things. Dan Aykroyd's on our first show coming up and switching lanes into not only being this world-famous actor that we all know. I, of course, talked to him about My Girl because it brought up memories of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about his new business ventures and actually which ones he likes more now. And he tells us that.
Which ones? Does he have a beverage of some kind?
He does.
Yes.
And you know, well, I don't want to give it away because I want people to watch.
Yeah.
So on the 21st is when it releases. But we go into that and he's being honest and candid and talking about being, you know, from Canada, but coming to the United States and fulfilling his dreams. And it's this really beautiful story of just owning not only like your brand and starting new brands, but also like the depths of what makes him and the resilience in that. And so on the 21st, and we have normal everyday people as well, because that's the thing about our show. We've been doing this 15 years. So we get pitches all the time from people from, and we have even had a guy from Australia on our last season. I know he goes by That Autism Guy. And of course, we had his real name. I know it was the worst CG to ever put up because I felt bad because we weren't saying that. That's right. What he goes by on YouTube. But what I love about that is he reached out to us from Australia because he wanted to share his story on the Whitney Reynolds show.
But you know, but in a way, though, he's totally owning who he is. And he's making it, he's making it a thing. He's making it a product.
And when I say the worst, it, people thought I named him that in his lower third. And that was not me. That is what he goes by. And it's actually brilliant because his stories on YouTube, he's very vulnerable and open about what it's like with autism and how he is misunderstood. He's awesome. If you haven't checked him out, check out That Autism Guy on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you're talking about, let's say, Dan Aykroyd, the example you gave, he reveals... you know, he's vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is a testimony to you as a person who is interviewing these people. And you said, how many years have you been doing this?
15.
Okay, well, you probably know from experience how to make them feel, I guess, number one, relaxed, right?
Yeah.
And put their trust in you as much as you can on the TV show.
No, the trust is a big thing.
Yeah.
We also have Amber Rangel on that show, and she is this woman that made headlines when she was this skier. Like, I would almost say, like, the way I look at her footage in post, because we put her story together and I watched the way she would perform before her accident, and she would do these incredible jumps, and she was in the suburbs of Chicago and doing jumps because she just, like, could perform, but on the water. I've never seen anything like that. Think about like the air show that we see, but imagine this woman on the water. And she would do that day in, day out, found her love for it. And then she encountered this horrific accident and not only survived, but wheeled into my studio and shared her story about how she's persevered. And now she's helping the disability community. And it's truly, it's all in our season opener. And her story goes much longer than celebrities, because we found that in everyday people, that's where, I mean, we all have that story.
Well, I'll search for the slug line. Where is it?
I know. It's Your Story Matters.
Yeah, Your Story. Every story matters.
Every story matters. Including yours, John.
Well, thank you, Whitney. I appreciate that. And right back at you.
Yeah. You know, that's how I stepped into this whole thing, is connecting the dots in my own life of childhood trauma and understanding that I wasn't given the story I was, and I also wasn't given the gift. And I think if people that are listening
the
right
gift.
Now, yeah, the gift of gab. I mean,
wait a minute.
I'm a little Jetty Gabby.
Who doesn't have the gift of gab?
Exactly. Well, you know, that's the thing, is like, I always knew. So I had the dream.
Yes.
I had the gift. And then I realized later, when I was already on the trajectory of this path, that, hey, my story actually inputs much more in my career path. And if I can create a safe space for what I needed as a kid, then I'll leave this world a much better place.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good motivation.
Mm. Well, it was a game changer.
Yeah, exactly. And even, it would probably be a game changer. That is a game changer. And you've turned it into a vehicle to help other people change their games, so to speak.
Yeah, if I can have my viewers, someone that's very maybe down and out, or maybe feels like I've had too many tickets on my car or whatever, I'm mad at Chicago, I'm mad at the city, I'm mad at the world, or life's not for me. If they could watch one of my interviews and understand that there is that spark still inside them, that maybe that moment or maybe their worst time in their life was pruning them for more, and they can own that and potentially help someone in a similar seat after them, that's what's up.
That's right. And we're coming back. That's what's up next on 720 WGN. You didn't hear it, did you? You didn't hear it. Whitney, you're on Tubi. I said, you got to hear the Tubi logo.
You did.
I came over. I gave you headphones. I played the Tubi logo, and you don't have...
I think I heard it go, Tubi.
Can you play it again? Listen to this now.
I love it. That can put me yes.
Okay.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, that's good.
Oh, it segues right into the Philharmonic thing we're going to talk about. It's great. It's
but I, you know, you're on Tubi.
Yes. Amongst
other things. And Tubi and Pluto. And
all of them.
There's so many. And I thought, you know, I'm going to check these things out.
Yeah.
Right? And I hit Tubi and I heard that logo and I'm like, this has got to be good. That's very cute.
It's so cute. I tell you, marketing 101, they're doing it right. Yeah. That's how I found out about them is I was in New York and they were taking over every building side.
No kidding.
About 5 years ago. And I was there and I had not heard of them yet.
Yeah.
And I immediately called and I said, we need to be on Tubi.
Well,
now.
Once I heard the logo, I said, good enough for me.
Done.
If you're just joining us, it's Wednesday with Whitney Reynolds here at 720 WGN, an internationally syndicated show on PBS, and that's what we're talking about. And we are up to, I believe, the Crush It Cup.
Oh, that was...
Okay.
Okay, this is one thing I love, what I think Wednesdays with Whitney is going to bring to the listeners.
Okay.
And you also get an inside peek at do-good stories we're working on. So it's not just what's releasing, because we're a post-produced show.
Right.
So I flew out to Dallas.
I saw that.
2 weeks ago. I'm telling you, I'm from Oklahoma, so I normally land in Dallas, and Dallas has a piece of my heart. But I immediately went out with Jordan Spieth and got to see him hands-on with all these little kids that are loving golf. And not only are they loving golf, but they fundraise to be there for the Jordan Spieth Foundation. And he does a lot of work with the NICUs.
Yeah.
And what I love about just this whole day is you got to see the next generation. And also you got to see somebody who's been on the top of their game and also had losses as well.
Right.
But he was coming. I was his first interview off his surgery. And
wow.
Yes. And he was the real deal.
Yeah.
He cared about the kids. He cared about where this money was going towards NICU kids. He also talked about other elements of the foundation. And it was a beautiful day to learn more about not only like what I always tell celebrities is when they're coming on my show or famous, whoever. I don't care if you're an athlete, whatever.
Right.
You are coming on for bigger purpose and we better connect those dots or we don't have the airtime.
Right. Of course.
And he totally delivered that. So we went to Dallas 2 weeks ago and it was just this most amazing. And then I did a Where's Whitney, and I interviewed a Hall of Famer, Drew Pearson from the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, he was not inducted the week I was there, he was inducted a while back, but he was at the Dallas Cowboys game the day before I interviewed him, getting honored on the field. He was the Hail Mary. Does everybody remember that story?
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, I know. He is so great. The only thing is with his interview, and we'll have to see how we work it, but this on post, he went a lot of and I was like, oh gosh, that's going to spike the microphones.
Well, you can edit.
I hope so.
Of course you can.
My team better be on it.
Yeah. So, but he appears in the same context as all these other folks that we're talking about. His journey.
His journey is amazing. We touch on racism.
Mm.
Yes. And it was the early days of, when he was signing. Also, how much he got paid when he got asked to sign.
You wouldn't believe it compared to today's salary.
It's crazy. And not only that, but like what he went through to make the team with the Dallas Cowboys was just incredible. And then his journey with football. And he also goes into the head injuries and the risking your body for football. And and it's something that as I have 8-year-olds and my son is playing JFL, I'm like, junior football league, I'm like, okay, are we, and he's in flag right now, but you do start thinking about these things because the conversations are happening.
Yes. And I don't remember the name of the piece of equipment that was being used in NFL training camps and now can be used on the field if the player so chooses. And it's basically an extra cap that goes on top of the helmet that's padding on the outside, right?
Crazy.
I mean, I'm like, okay, purists, maybe they don't like the look, but that's not what it's all about.
Right.
If it doesn't hinder the player's abilities, why not?
I completely agree.
Now, I would think as a parent, you know, I played football in high school. And
I believe it. I see those muscles right here.
Oh, please.
Guys, your listeners can't see you right now, but
yes.
I'm in studio, and he has a backwards cap.
Uh-huh.
John's living his best life in here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. That's my story.
And that matters.
Yes, it does. No, but I think if any parent would be, and there's offspring wants to get into football, that there would be a few questions.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and I love that we're actually having those conversations now.
And the NFL has a flag football Sometime around the Super Bowl, they do a. They had pros out there playing flag football, and, they, and wow. I think they did it for. They've done it for 2 years, and that's a good thing.
It is,
you know, yeah. That's a good thing. I don't want to leave anything out. Local Philharmonic.
Yes.
Gala and concern.
I am the Philharmonic's MC on 10/12, and it's this really unique evening because not only is there a gala coming up, but there's also a concert after. Mm-hmm. And so the Philharmonic, and I just want to encourage people, like, if you aren't doing the art scene in Chicago, we are so blessed to have so many diverse. My daughter and I are going to a Broadway play of Harry Potter this weekend.
Oh my God.
I know. There is so much going on in the city, and the Philharmonic is one that's really grabbed my attention. So I'm so honored to MC this event on the 12th. And really just like, this is one of their big fundraisers. And we take it for granted sometimes that we have these arts and culture things in Chicago. But in order to keep them going, you got to support them, whether it's the museums, the Joffrey,
oh,
you
sure.
know, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw this on social media or somewhere. You were talking about something with Marshalls.
Marshall's Do Good Social Club.
What's that?
Okay, that is coming up this weekend. Yes, I was talking about
this weekend.
It's this weekend, and it's sold out, but there's going to be resources online. It's with Priyanka Chopra Jonas as well. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're really elevating women to like understand equity and how yeah. to raise their levels. And honestly, when I was starting owning my show at 23, I could have benefited from a weekend like this. So I'm honored to be the MC, and then also I will be I'll be moderating an event as well. And I say event, it's really like session, so I'll be moderating yeah. a session, but yeah. it's going to be a full day. I'm going to be there from 8 to 6, so it's going to be great. I'm ready. I'm going to be
I think you're ready right now.
I know. I'm going to be I know. You know, it's almost past my bedtime, but here I am.
You have a bedtime?
You know, this girl has to beauty sleep, John, is
I'm
what it's
kidding.
Called.
I'm kidding. No, I mean, you were around the station, I'm renowned for telling people how much energy you have. So it's good to do. Good to know that you do take a rest every once in a while.
I have to. Yeah. I have to. I'm approaching 40.
Wow. Approaching 40, eh?
Yeah, I know.
What does that feel like, Whitney? I don't have any idea what it's like to be that old.
I laugh because once I had twins at 30, it was a life shift. So, but for all our moms out there and all our dads, because my yes. husband works just as equally as hard.
Right.
It's a thing. It's a thing. You got to take your rest.
Of course. And I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere, maybe you've already done it, shows on exactly that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you need to do to enhance your health and well-being, and sleep would definitely be one of them.
Well, you're touching on one thing that you'll see a lot this season, going back to the Whitney Reynolds Show, is
really
the mental health side of things.
Yeah.
We've as a nation, as a country, we've talked about health. You know, we've always seen campaigns of be healthier this, take this vitamin.
Yeah.
But mental health is really this conversation that so many people are facilitating now. And
yeah.
It's a beautiful thing because so many of our stories are going back to mental health and mental rest. And that's one thing that, you know, you can think you're on the top of your game and doing X, Y, and Z. But if you don't evaluate your own mental status, you know, you could end up like
I know
shorting out.
I know, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time.
Oh, we could talk for hours.
But fortunately, we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, we will.
All right.